Welcome to the Futures Channel.
We are living in a time where AI is changing our world.
In the next few episodes, we are discussing the immediate impact of AI on media creation.
It's astounding how fast, intelligent, and easy AI is to use.
In so many ways, it feels like the future has been altered for everyone right now.
Please enjoy our episodes.
Hi, my name is Mael from the Futurist Channel, and I will be talking about the history of music technology and how it's changed and how it will change. Before 1979, music was enjoyed from devices that were stationary or in one place. With the invention of the Walkman created by Masaru Pika and Akio Morita, people could enjoy music on the go. People could take the Walkman wherever they wanted. Technology has helped us in more ways than just making music portable. It's also helped us in many ways in the way music is created. I'm here with the best teacher, Mr. J, who is also a music composer. We're gonna ask him some questions. Have you ever made a song and posted it on the internet?
Oh, hi, Maya. This is such an exciting topic. I have made music that's been online, but more of in a like a performance video. I haven't actually posted any music that I've made to like a streaming platform, though.
And did you ever use technology when you were writing music?
I did, actually. I used music software that mainly helped actually create the music notation, so that way other performers could play the music that I created. But that's mostly the way that I use technology. Now there's so much more availability out there with how you can use technology in music creation. Yeah.
And did you ever work in a band?
I did. I played drums in several worship bands, like praise team bands for church. And we did utilize some technology in those groups. But I didn't actually write music for those groups. But I bet with the help of some of the technology that's out there, writing music, like worship music, would be pretty easy.
Mm-hmm. How do you think music creation will change in the future?
Wow, I think that with AI, there's all sorts of accessibility so that people that may not even consider themselves like, you know, musical artists or musicians have the ability now to, you know, take what they've written. Maybe they've written some song lyrics or something like that, and now they can very easily create their own original music with tools like ChatGPT, or like Suno.com that helps you create music based on like different styles that you can input. And even the way that you type the words can help with like how the phrasing is in music. So I think we're gonna see a lot of new songwriters out there that use these tools to help them produce their own music.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mr. J, for your insight on this exciting topic. Did you know that with advancements made in AI, many people can now use AI to create music. Like Suno.com can make you a full song, including lyrics, music style, and a person singing. We refer to this as generative AI. AI music creation is so good that many people can't tell the difference between human-created music and AI-created music. AI-generated music has its ups and downs. Some musicians use AI to make music and see it as an exciting new tool. There are also musicians who are worried about copyright issues, which means it might be hard to tell who owns a song. Recently in the news, there was an AI song created that went viral and had voices sounding like Drake and The Weeknd, and the creator did not have the artist's permission to create the song using their voice. This could become more of a problem as many people began to generate more songs by using AI. Music platforms have already had to remove some songs because of copyright issues. Some musician platforms have had over 100 million of AI-created songs uploaded. As we finish our episode, the key to AI and music success has to do with using AI as a tool to enhance creativity while still focusing on the importance of human artistry. As we continue to explore this evolving topic, we should stay curious, open-minded, and mindful of its pros and cons. Thank you for listening, and we hope to see you next time on the Futurist Channel.